Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us here on Making It Last with your host, Pamela King. It's all about topics relating to marriage, dating, and love. It's about connection, commitment, and consistency in your life, in your marriage, and with yourself. Thank you for joining, Pamela, and stay tuned for a good, enlightening conversation with your host and her guest. Here on Making It Last. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Making It Last listeners, Bridal Tribe listeners, we are so excited to have you guys here with us. Yeah, I know. This is not the normal time, but I really think this is going to work, so we shall see. I'm glad I was able to get a guinea pig. Heather gonna get me for saying that. But was able to get someone to come in the middle of the day. You know, most of us are home or we're on lunch and we're looking for something to do. So I thought it would be really good to offer you inspirational message during your lunch break, your midday. Give you something positive to move forward with throughout the rest of your Thursday. So I'm glad that you stopped by and listening in and sharing with us today. Have a great topic. It's about a movement. Don't have step movement. Yes, don't have step. So, you know, we're going to get into that, but let me just open this up today. We're going to bring the Holy Spirit into our conversation, because the whole thing about making it last of the radio show is for us to empower the listeners and to walk in your purpose and have a healthy, happy relationship, not only with your spouse, but with yourself as well. So I want to make sure that what we're sharing with you is definitely what the Lord would like for us to share. So, you know, he said with two or more meet, he's going to be there with us. So we're going to definitely invite him in. So give us a moment we're going to say us a little slight prayer to bring him on in here. Jehovah God, we just thank you for this day. Thank you for this marvelous Thursday. I am so excited to have Heather D. Berry Stevens here with us today. Give us the words that we need to share with your listeners in regards to improving their lives, not half-stepping. And today we're definitely gearing in on our moms, on the women. So give us the word that we can use today to empower, enlighten, and help those that are in need of this information and this movement. So I thank you for joining us here. We thank you for giving us this platform. So in your Son Jesus Christ's name, I do pray and I say thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So Miss Heather, we have Heather D. Berry Stevens. You guys, you know, in my travels, I act like I'm well traveled, but you know, I do what I can. I try to get in the circle of different people that are doing different things that are trying to empower us as individuals, us as units. And I've had the pleasure of meeting Miss Stevens because she's here in my hometown. So we ran into several circles, and we are working in an organization together. And just hearing her present and talk about the things that she's doing and the book that she wrote, I definitely wanted to bring her in and share with you guys, because she has a movement that she is spearheading and is taking off, and we all need to hear about it and be a part of it. But Heather is a wife, a mother, author, administrator. She's got 14 years of marriage up under her belt with two sons and two daughters. So she got all of it. She can't say she don't understand girls. She can't say she don't understand boys, because she got them split down the middle. So bless her heart. Heather is a full-time administrator at Abundant Life Fellowship Church. She's under the direction of Pastor James E. Henderson. Her childhood, being displaced from her own birth mother, placed a heavy passion within her heart to encourage mothers. with a heart to help mothers grow by self-examination and commitment to godly values and raising children, Heather has organized the Don't Have Step movement for mothers of all walks of life through the message of her book, Mama Didn't Have Step. Heather believes refraining from simple shortcomings would lead mothers toward playing a significant role in restoring the family. And Heather has a really witty catchphrase, just don't half step, which is a message that she hopes will penetrate in the hearts and minds of mothers all over the world. Mothers, 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 without our moms, we wouldn't be here. So this is, you know, great topic, great demographics, great target market that you are tapping into, Heather. And I want to give you a warm welcome here on Making It Last. Thank you for joining us for our midday conversation.
Thank you so much, Pamela, for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Thank you. So you got this movement. You know, when you hear the word movement, move in itself means action. So you got an action that you're trying to get pushed and out into the public, and it's involving our moms. Just give us a little synopsis or a brief idea about what the Don't Have Step movement is about.
Okay, well, first of all, like you said in the wonderful introduction, this started after having published the book, Mama Didn't Have Step, and I saw that after the book was released, that there was a greater need to bring to life the tangible message of the book, which will inspire mothers to self-reflect, to look at areas where they may have taken a blind eye to, areas where they may have, quote-unquote, half-stepped. And there's so many reasons that could easily happen. But the challenge is to allow mothers to bring the necessary dialogue to actually talk about some of the things that exist in society today and to take responsibility that it's our job as mothers to ensure that we are influencing our children down the right paths. So that's why the movement exists. That's why I'm pushing it out. It will affect all walks of life. It could be a CEO, Fortune 500 professional mother, and it could be, you know, a mother that's just in the neighborhood with children, single parent. Anyone who is a mother can benefit from self-reflection, identifying areas where they can play a stronger role and ensure that their children do not succumb to the negative things that the world would like to send them down the path that we desire not for them.
Okay, so
that's what the movement is all about.
So you're saying that you're trying to motivate moms to get involved to combat these harsh realities that our youth of today are facing. What are some of the items or some of the items that you are addressing with the moms?
Some of the negative influences that steer our children in the wrong direction include peer pressure, include the movies, the embarrassing reality TV, the music, the culture of music that exists today. These are things that have a very strong impact on our children. So things like this are not areas where we can necessarily change, but we can change our influence in their lives. We dare not allow the movies and the TV to raise our children, but it falls on us. And when you think about home training, when you think about that first word there is home. So it's the responsibility of the parent, and particularly the mother. Even when there are two-parent households, the weight of the day-to-day routine primarily lies on the mother, and that's just realistically speaking. So I do see it being very realistic to say that a mother can play a significant role in restoring the family. So that's what this challenge is. In the book, Mama Didn't Have Step, at the end, there is a self-assessment that will allow mothers to actually, on black and white, on paper, write down and assess themselves. And there's no passing or failing grade that you'll get from doing that, but it will help mothers identify areas that they may not even have thought of, areas that really do play a role in the well-roundedness of our children. And the whole point is to create an action plan where mothers can begin making some changes that will be very impactful in their children's lives.
So what type of changes could we make besides not allowing the TV and the music to raise our children and have that overwhelming influence on them? What is one good thing that a mom can do to try to combat these harsh realities that our children are facing? Because they are facing some booger bears.
The biggest thing that we discuss when we do the workshops and when we just do roundtable discussions of this topic is the actual nurturing. And through the nurturing, you have the conversations. You have the spending quality time. We're so busy. We, you know, sitting down at the table having dinner with no TV, no electronics, that's kind of uncommon today. But the importance of a mother spending quality time with her children and being able to have open discussions, being able to listen to their points of view, and being interested in their points of view, but offering the wisdom that a mother can bring is where you are able to plant those seeds in the lives of your children. And you may think they're not listening, but they are. And you
Absolutely.
And you would be surprised. And you would be surprised how when your child is in a situation where they must make decisions on their own, that they will make the right decision because you planted those seeds in their spirit, in their mind, in the back of their minds. They may be pressured in many different directions, but what Mama said will come up, and prayerfully they will make the right choices in life.
Yes, and it's so important. We think they're not listening, but just think back to when we was kids and our parents told us something, we turned our nose up. But when we got in that particular
yeah.
situation that they warned us against, we heard their voice.
Right.
You know, we heard
exactly.
their voice, and we was able to make the right decisions, hopefully made the right decisions in regards to the particular situation. And we have to be active. We have to be active. We have to be seen in their lives. We very engaging. Now, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, what is this, how do you feel about the friend being your child's friend, buddy-buddy, on their level type of friend? Like if, you know, some parents are their children's friends. They treat them, their child treat them like they're their school friend.
That can be dangerous, in my opinion. Certainly, we do want our children to be able to come to us. You can come to a friend to be able
right.
to share things with us. You can share things with a friend. But as a parent, we're the only parent. We're the only mother. They can have many, many, many friends. But when it comes to the discipline side, the respect side, in today's society, this generation, in many cases, not all, but in many cases,
yeah.
we've lost that level of respect for authority and authority figures. And it begins with children being able to talk back, to show anger too far out there. It's
right,
okay to be
right.
angry, but there's still a respectful way of showing disappointment. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and actually in the book, Mama Didn't Have Step, the book is written about a woman who I never met. Her name was Lenny Thomas Young. And as you said in my introduction, I grew up without my mother. And that created a void in my life as a child. although I did have many mothers who played a role in my life to steer me in the direction of womanhood, it was still different not having my mother because of the nurturing piece. And I always imagined this picture-perfect mother growing up. I always had that fantasy of my mother coming for me, but unfortunately my mother had paranoia schizophrenia, so this was not her fault that she couldn't play a role in my life, and she since then passed away. But because I did not have a mother, I think I recognized what I wanted so badly, even at a young age. Mm-hmm. So when I moved to Memphis and I began to hear about this woman named Lenny Thomas Young, and so many people were impacted by her, about her, and share stories of how she was such a mother figure to her own six children, but to so many more. But one of the things when I was writing the book and interviewing her six children, one of the things that her oldest daughter said was that her mother was her friend. But when she said that, it wasn't in a way where she could disrespect her or that she could talk back or that she could even lash out. I mean, it has gotten too far to the left when it comes to a parent trying to be a friend to their children. But what she appreciated most about her was the fact that she cared about her interests. She cared about her decisions. She cared about her in a way that a friend would care about another friend. So in that respect, to answer your question, if a mother should be a friend, the loving side, yes, but the equality side, no. A child should first learn to respect authority by learning to respect the authority of their parents.
That is a good statement, because they do learn, they get the basics at home, and one of the basics is learning to respect authority. And parents and moms are the authority figure in a home. And so do you think when, I know you're saying that moms would definitely would be a big influence and can curb the harsh realities or try to safeguard some their youth from the harsh realities of today. How important do you think actual home environment is to safeguard them? Meaning, moms nowadays are working outside of home. They're trying to better themselves. Just how much of the mom trying to better the livelihood of the child plays with the child actually having a better livelihood?
Yes, the home environment is extremely important for the well-roundedness of children today. And as I said before, even with sitting down and having dinner together, teaching domestic lessons, even teaching lessons with paying bills and learning how to manage money and how to pay tithes and how to, you know, just doing certain things that many children are not learning. That comes from that strong, stable home environment. And even when you do work outside the home, I had a challenge with this when I had my first son, because I wanted to be that perfect mother. I wanted it so badly. And when you go back to work and someone has to watch your child, you know, you get that anxiety.
Yeah.
But
I
got advice from actually one of my friend's mother, and she told me that she always worked, but she always made sure that there was quality time spent in the evenings, that she spent that time with them, that the shopping or the telephone or the Facebook or whatever consumes many mothers today was put aside to ensure that she was spending time with her children, and her children did not feel slighted, and that the rules were being adhered to in the home, and that things were, you know, normal around the house. It wasn't chaos. But she ensured that even though she did work outside the home, when it was home time, when it was family time, that was a solid, consistent thing in their home.
That's a good thing. And that brings up the point of giving the kids consistency, even when you're trying to teach them about life lessons. Be consistent with what you're saying and also what you're doing, because a lot of times it's your nonverbal communication that plays a big part in helping and educating your children about life and teaching them life lessons.
Exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. They learn from what they see us do more so than what they hear us,
absolutely,
you know, point the finger at them and say, you know, that old saying, do as I say, not as I do, that, you know,
mm-hmm.
children today they're wiser and they don't go for that. So we have to
mm-hmm.
walk the walk if we desire to see them travel the path that we truly desire for them.
Right. So the don't have step movement. I know you wrote the book, and the movement comes based off of the book. It was birthed from the book, if
right.
I can say that. And what is your vision? What is your vision for this movement?
Well, the vision for the movement is to first bring light to the issues that are increasingly taking over our communities, such as the teen pregnancy and the gang involvement and the killing and the fighting and the crime and the disrespect and all of the things that, if you look back maybe the past 50 years, there's been a huge decline in certain values that exist in the community. And this is not just a poor economic problem. This is not a racial problem. These are problems that exist all over the board. So the first thing that I desire to see is for us as mothers to take responsibility and know that something must be done. There are programs out there that the Don't Have Step movement can certainly partner with. I'm not reinventing the wheel in any way, but this is just a united formal challenge to mothers to back our homes. And in doing this, I desire to see mothers self-reflect, ensure that they are covering in the six areas of that assessment, which are nurturing, guidance, training, discipline, affection, and love. And to ensure that if there is any area where I have fallen short, or that I've taken a blind eye to, or that potentially could lead my children in a rebellious or in a state of mind that will send them in the wrong path, or that they may succumb to becoming pregnant or becoming involved in a gang or whatever the case may be, that each mother will be able to identify those areas and create a plan that they will implement in their lives that will become a normal thing in their day-to-day routine that would deter these problems from happening before it's too late. So that's the main thing. I desire to see mothers step up our game and ensure that we are not half-stepping as a mother.
So will you provide the resources, or are you going to train and educate and empower give the mothers the things that they need to be able to take back and do more for their kids to improve their lot in life?
Well, the beauty in this is to push mothers to the point of taking that self-assessment and creating their action plan. It's not a formula that will work, a cookie-cutter formula that will work for everyone, because everyone's situations are different, and everyone may fall short in different areas. But the whole point is to have mothers to assess themselves and find those gray areas in their own home themselves and seek God in how I can correct this problem. And Second Chronicles, the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. That scripture gives me so much hope because, first of all, it says to humble themselves. It's humbling to say that I have stepped or I've fallen short or I've missed this. How could I miss this? I want to. I've tried so hard. So that's a humbling thing to do. But if we humble ourselves and we identify those areas, and as the Bible says, turn from those ways, turn from those half-stepping ways, he promised that he would hear our prayer. And so I truly believe that once we realize what we need to take to God in prayer as it relates to being better mothers and being more involved and more influential, I dare not continue to say better mothers, just more influential in their lives, because so many things are influencing them, but we must ensure that we're influencing them even more than the hip-hop culture or the reality TV or whatever that they are drawn to. We must ensure that we are influencing them even the more.
So true, so true. And so with the movement, I know you have several activities or events planned. What do you have coming up soon?
Right now I'm currently teaching this class through Single Moms University on Saturdays at Innovation Church, and that's a free class. I desire for everything to be free because this is something that is so needed. And it's just a social problem that can turn into an economic problem that can turn into all types of issues in our world if we continue to see our children travel the wrong path. So that's my next big event will be my Lunch and Learn that is scheduled for March 7th at Delta Medical Center. And again, another free event. I was so blessed to have the opportunity to partner with Delta Medical Center, who's covering actually the expense. So I'm very thankful. But we invite people to come out, mothers to come out, people who are involved in community organizations, business professionals who are able to sponsor certain things to pour back into the community. These are the targets that I'd like to see at the Lunch and Learn so that I can share with them this program in hopes that they will understand and agree with the importance of it. I also welcome speaking engagement seminars, churches who have events for women and would like to have me come out. I also train people to start their own small groups in their churches, their own book clubs, and I have a curriculum prepared where the facilitator can follow along. But the book was written as a self-help book with the idea in mind for an individual to be able to follow along, understand exactly what's going on, the purpose of each chapter, as I said before, nurturing, guidance, training, discipline, affection, and love, their discussion questions at the end of each chapter, and then the self-assessment at the very end where mothers can identify those areas. There's a corporate prayer for all the mothers at the end of the book, and then there's the action plan. And that's the big part, for each individual to create their own action plan in becoming more involved in the children's lives.
Great. So are your events, do the participants need to have your book to be able to get the most out of your Lunch and Learns?
Well, the Lunch and Learn pretty much will express the program, the Don't Half Step movement, to share with them, how this movement will impact our community. The book, of course, is the best source of individually making this happen. So that's why the desire to partner with companies who may be able to share this book for free to mothers and who really desire to take this program forward.
Yeah, I'm following you now. Okay, okay, I understand. That's good. So when the moms do this assessment at the end and really see where there are some gray areas in what they're doing, the organization that is sponsoring you to come in normally has additional resources to help the moms?
Yes. That's another thing that will come. I'm in the process of finalizing the Don't Have Step Foundation. Application process for my nonprofit. And I'm just really believing God that once my nonprofit is established, that we can go forward with other programs that will involve mothers and children, and taking this Don't Have Step movement farther with Don't Have Step for Dads and Don't Have Step for Children.
We're going to encompass the whole family, because if they work together, it'll build a better community. That, you know, I'm all about that right there.
I know it. And with your ministry in building stronger marriages, one thing I will say, as I studied Lenny Young's life, it was so much easier for her to achieve what she was able to achieve in the lives of her family and so many others, because her husband, Ben Young, was present and supportive, and he was there, and he co-parented those children. And so I do challenge mothers, and I do believe that we can play a significant role, but I dare not undercut the importance of the fathers, as well as the grandparents, as well as the teachers, as well as the coaches. It really does take a village to raise a family.
It does. But we all, as individuals, have to get healthy within ourselves and understand the importance of our role. And I like how you're segmenting it so that when the individuals get together, they are healthy and aware and can benefit the kids, the community, the family.
Exactly. And we will create a world of not a world where mothers continue to half step, and that the role of a mother, of a good mother, just becomes extinct. We already are challenged with those good grandmothers, because grandmothers are so much younger now. And the old school grandma who cooked and cleaned and knitted and gardened, you know, you don't see that as much as you used to. So that's something that is sad, but it has almost become extinct. We dare not want to see the good, quote unquote, good mother, involved mother, become something of the past.
Absolutely. And if we, you know, people hate to look back, but there are some good things about the history of how involved the mothers, the grandmothers, the aunts were in the lives of us as kids. And if we could just take half of that involvement and put it into our babies' lives right now, I think we could see a big difference in things that are happening in our community.
Yes, I agree. I totally agree. The one of the things about the book, Mama Didn't Have Step, by it showing the life of Lenny Young and showing how she interacted with her children and some of her parenting best practices, this will expose some mothers who have never been exposed to that type of commitment as a mother. Many times we raise our children the way our mother raised us. But
mm-hmm.
when we look at that, you know, if our mothers did things and didn't realize it was, you know, wasn't enough or was the wrong way of approaching certain situations, and we continued those generational curses, if you will, it becomes something that it becomes a problem that will carry down to the next generation. But
mm-hmm.
being exposed to someone who actually got it right, I'm very excited to share the inspiration of her life, because, like, as I said, I never met her, but I was so inspired by her. The first time I actually heard her name mentioned, it was like a puppy dog ear going up. Who'd you say? Lydia Young, who's that? I was immediately interested in her. And the more people continued to talk about her, the more compelled I became, and I found myself, and it was nothing but the Spirit of the Lord, asking her family if I could write something about her. And mm-hmm. at the time, I had no desire to write a book. I've always enjoyed writing, but I just thought of writing a book never entered my mind. But after I questioned it, the family said, yes, I'm scratching my head saying, okay, well, what am I going to write? I guess I should start interviewing people. And so that's how that got started. And I began interviewing the members of her family, and then they recommended certain family friends and acquaintances that she knew. And before I knew it, I'm sitting here with pages and pages and notebooks full of information, and the Spirit of the Lord revealed to me that because I grew up without my mother and wanted that so badly, I now have been given this assignment to write this book to empower mothers to be all that we can possibly be in the lives of our children through the story and the example of Lenny Thomas Young. So it was just very, very spiritual. This is just absolutely ordained by God, and I just desire to see this be the impact that he has shown me, and for other mothers to be able to be inspired by her greatness as I have been inspired.
That's wonderful. We all need that role model. And if you don't have it, just like you didn't have it directly in your life, there are role models out there that you can learn from and can imitate to have in your life the way you wanted it for your children. So that is wonderful.
Exactly.
That you was able to get that. That is a blessing that she... her name even came across your ears to hear about her. So that we know that was heaven sent.
Yes,
we
absolutely.
Know that was.
Absolutely.
We know that was. Great. So what? How can people find you? How can they participate in the Lunch and Learn? How can they book you to come and teach about the Don't Have Step movement? Because, again, as I stated in the beginning, movement means action. So we need to get some people involved in it so we can see some action taking place and some changes happening.
Absolutely. Well, I can be reached through Facebook. You can like my Facebook page, Mama Didn't Have Step. My website is www.don'thalfstep.com. My phone number is 901-334-8608. My email is heather.stevens522@yahoo. So I can be reached by any of those means, and I'm just a phone call away. If my calendar will allow it, I will certainly be more than pleased to come out and share in any type of event that will uplift mothers and mother figures.
So all of you that are listening live and will listen to the podcast, definitely think about the organizations, the women organizations, the women groups, or the women ministries that you have at your church. Everyone can benefit from the Don't Have Step movement, because we are always in that learning process. And the kids nowadays have truly evolved to something totally different from our generation, and we were different from our parents' generation. So I encourage you guys to reach out to Heather and get in contact with her. Ask how can you bring this movement to your community, to your church, to your area. Because the way we watching the news every day, and there's a child issue on the news every day, but we can stop it. We can at least diminish it a tad bit if we just get involved a little bit more.
Absolutely.
So,
I agree.
Well, I have truly, truly enjoyed this conversation, Heather, you know, because I didn't know anything about the movement until, you know, you and I got to talking, and we were at the Successful Single Moms event, and you're teaching a class, and I'm on the board with it, and just hearing you present and talk about it and empowering the moms, you know, I'm like, okay, what is really going on? We need to get, let me find out. So, you know, I'm that nosy type. What's really going on? Let's share this, because movement means we need more people involved, and let's make some changes, because the change doesn't start until it starts with us. So I must commend you for even sharing your story and helping other mothers embrace who they are to benefit their kids and their family.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela, for allowing me this opportunity and this platform to share this message.
Yes, thank you. Well, you know, you and I will be definitely talking again, and give them again maybe your website or how they can purchase the book if they wanted to, but I know you try to get organizations to do that, but give them the website again.
Okay, the website is don'thalfstep.com. There is a tab where you can download the book from my website or Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere where you can purchase books. You should be able to search that book and be available, the paperback or the e-books. Don'thalfstep.com. I can also be reached at Heather.Stevens, and Stevens is with a PH. 522@yahoo.com. You can email me to RSVP for the Lunch and Learn, and that's, again, on March 7th at Delta Medical Center, free of charge. Just come on by and enjoy a wonderful lunch and find out more about the movement. My contact number is 901-334-8608, and you can like my Mama Didn't Have Step Facebook page and receive daily motivationals and updates on upcoming events.
So no excuses. If you are a leader or even not a leader, but you and your girlfriends or you're in part of a women's group, contact Heather. You can definitely find her on her Facebook page, and let's make some things happen for our children, because it is our responsibility. So, Heather, I thank you today for joining us.
And I thank you so much for having me.
Thanks. So, you guys, I definitely want you to look into attending Heather's Lunch and Learn on March 7th, especially if you're here in the Memphis, Tennessee area. It's free of charge, and so there's absolutely no reason, no excuses that you cannot attend. She's going to share some great information in regards to don't have that, being able to find out who you are so that you can better the lives of your children, because we are responsible for them. So just her taking on that task and this movement and this initiative is commendable in itself, because a lot of times we want to talk about improving the lives of moms, but we also need to make sure that the improvement, the lives of the moms, trickle down to the children, because a healthy mom emotionally most of the time will produce a healthy emotional child, and that child will become part of our community. So great conversation. You guys reach out to Heather at Don't Have Theft. I will put all of her information in the comment section on the page, and you can definitely get it off of there. Don't be scared. Don't hesitate. Heather is not that type of girl. She'll definitely reach back to you and reply and get you the information that you need. And as she said, she's more than willing and lead a workshop, lead a workshop for you in your church, at a business, wherever the need is where Heather will come to help out. So I'm excited. You guys excited? I'm excited. Yeah, that's how we do it. So it's been a while, and we're going to end today, but it's been a while. I hope you guys had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. Jesus, I'm already in November. You guys had a wonderful Valentine's Day. Remember, it's not about the present. So if you had your mouth poked out at all, I want you to pick up that lip, tell your spouse thank you for whatever they did, because it's all about the thought. It's the thought. It's about building and loving. It's not about candy. It's not about a teddy bear. It's not about flowers. So I hope you guys had one. I have been pretty busy. I led 2 prayer calls this week. I definitely thank Jehovah for that, because I'm able to touch more, get out and touch more lives and talk to the husband and wives. Leading a conference call on tomorrow. And we're planning some marriage cafes here in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm very excited about that. I am starting up the Four Wives Only brunch that we will do once a month. That will start next month. So, you know, the resources are there. Heather is taking care of the moms and getting them healthy, so that even with them understanding where the gray area is in their life in parenting, it also helped them to understand just different aspects of who they are, which will spill over into the family, into their marriages and all that. So, you know, I'm going to take care of the part of being a wife with the Four Wives Only brunch. So we're really, really, really excited. So I thank you again for joining us. I thank Heather again. She's still here. Heather, you know, whenever you're ready to come back, let me know. And we can bring you on and we can talk more about the movement and how it has grown and the improvement that you're seeing by the Don't Have Step movement.
Very good. I'd love to.
Yay! Y'all heard her. So we're going to keep her. Hold her to it. So I want to just thank you. You remember, it's all about connection, commitment, and consistency in our lives, in our marriages, with our children, and even in our outside relationships with friends and family. Make sure you love yourself, love your spouse, love on those babies. Until next time, I am Pamela King here on Making It Last, and we will have a great show for you next week. Stay tuned. It will be... Yeah, we're going to be back at noon. I like this midday conversation. Thank you, Heather, for being the breakout girl for the midday conversations on Making It Last.
All right.
Until next time, you guys, enjoy your weekend. Make sure you date your spouse and make sure you love up on them babies. I am out of here.
Commitment, yeah. And consistency. Make sure you join us here at the same time, same place next week when I offer you another great conversation with some great guests. Until next time, remember to date your spouse, open up the lines of communication, and just enjoy yourself. This is Pamela on Making It Last.